Almost a week after a clothing factory building collapsed in Bangladesh, at least 385 people are known to have died, and perhaps hundreds more remain missing. Alistair Wanklin reports.
Rescuers climbing over the rubble are now giving way to heavy equipment to clear it, calling off the search for survivors. On Monday, the building's owner appeared in court. Authorities said they caught him trying to flee Bangladesh. This was the third such industrial disaster in Bangladesh in 5 months. In November, a fire at a similar clothing factory killed 112 people. The latest incident has sparked protests by some of the nation's 3.5 million clothing industry labourers, many of whom work for wages as low as $1 a day in factories that they say are hazardous. On Monday, many factories remained closed as supervisors tried to defuse the tension. The United Nations Labour Agency, the International Labour Organization, called for action now to prevent future tragedy. It said it would send a mission to Bangladesh. And two Western cut-price clothing chains in Britain and Canada said they would compensate the victims' families. Meanwhile, Bangladesh's Home Affairs Minister has defended his country's rejection of help-finding victims offered by foreign nations, saying Bangladesh's emergency services had most of the skill and equipment needed. Muhyiddin Alamgir was speaking to Britain's BBC broadcaster. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.